Blog Talk Radio.
Shakespeare, and you're live in the studio with us. Just a little breath of sunshine just came in the door and back out the door, of course, in the person of Angel Shakespeare Williams. My beautiful daughter just came in and left a beautiful card here for her papa. Oh, that daddy baby that gave him a Valentine's card. Isn't that so sweet? I just love my children. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. My heart is bursting over. I can't read a card, though. I might bust out crying on the air. And I don't want Prophet Darrell and Bertha and them hearing me cry, because then they'd be talking about me, you know, for now. Oh, he was all crying on the air. But we're not going to go there. But we're just going to say, love be multiplied today. Hallelujah. We greet you with divine love. Praise the Lamb of God. All right. It's a wonderful day. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, boy, I am so excited because the snow is melting around my house. I am so excited. I can see a roof across the street. Oh, yes, it is happening. The snow is melting. This is incredible. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We've been under snow for a long time. I thank God for what he's doing and how he's doing it. He's waking people up to the sense of his doings. Amen. And allowing us to know that he is in direct opposition in the way that we do things that's contrary to his will, his word, his law. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Just all types of things are jumping off that we're interfaced with. And we just thank God for the support of sweet people such as you who support this show. Praise the Lamb of God. Day and day out. Yesterday was not my fault. Yesterday was not the prophet's fault. Something went crazy in the system here. Praise the Lamb of God. That knocked us straight off the air. If you ask Prophet Darrell, he will tell you it was nobody but somebody's stepdaddy named Lucifer, somebody by that name that Prophet Darrell told me. Lucifer did that. Praise the Lord. Y'all know Lucifer? Yeah. Yeah, y'all know him. Praise God. And knocked us right off the air. And I tell you, we could not get back on, all types of complications and things of this nature. And then once we were off, they said that we could not call back in until tomorrow. So that's what took place. Praise the Lamb of God. But we're here today. We are here, and we're thankful to God for all of you that's on the show today. Here is my good friend, praise the Lamb of God, Prophet Darrell. It's ringing in right now. Hey, Prophet, how are you, man of God?
I'm wonderful. How are you, Apostle?
The Apostle is doing pretty good today.
Right,
you know, when you got love all around you, it makes you feel good, Prophet Darrell. That's the best thing in the world. You know, my daughter just walked in and walked out and said, Dad, I had to go over here, but I had to come see you and bring you this card. And it's, oh, my, she even writes Daddy pretty. You should see the way she writes Daddy. The D's look like teardrops, I'm telling you. Well, Prophet, it's a wonderful thing to have a daughter like Angel. Angel is a special kind of child, and we love her. Praise the Lord from the depths of our heart. And then, of course, Gabriella will be with me this evening and supposed to be spending the night with me. So that is fantastic that I can have a candlelight dinner with Gabriella tonight. Oh, my goodness, that's going to be awesome. I'm going to mess her up for whoever you're going to get married to. I'm going to mess her up, Prophet Darrell. Candlelight, everything tonight, just me and Gabriella. Yeah, and it's going to be beautiful. Yes, sir. I'm going to romance Gabby tonight. Oh, my God. You see, I messed Angel up. Can't nobody make that happy. Oh, my goodness gracious. Now I'm going to do it to Gabriella and mess her up, too. Yeah, that's what the daddy's supposed to do. The daddy's supposed to mess her up so when a man take her to dinner and think he done something, she'll look at him and laugh, just like Angel do these guys. They try to take her to dinner and all that kind of stuff, man, but they can't do nothing with her, man. They used to take her to dinner, man, fly in, take her to dinner, trying to impress her. Angel get to the restaurant and say, I've been here before. My daddy bring me here almost every Sunday. They give her flowers. My daddy give me flowers all the time. They got tired of hearing my name, Prophet Darrell. My daddy, my goodness gracious. We are in the midst of a good time, people of God. Would y'all shake the tree, tell somebody, we are on the air, praise the Lamb of God, and they can call in and chime in today. Those of you listening to our voice, internet, and you want to be a part of our wonderful day today, just call in, area code 646-564-9818, area code 646-564-9818, and we're going to do a little Twitch today because we did miss yesterday. So Prophet Darrell and I talked, and we decided, praise the Lamb of God, that we're going to do some prophetic flowing today. Now I know they're going to call in, Prophet Darrell. We're going to do some prophetic flowing today. and on the air, as well as some intercessory. Yeah, we want to do that too, because today is our prayer day. It's Friday, our intercessory inspirational day. And those that's on the page and what have you, praise the Lamb of God, listening to our voice. You can call in and be a part of our live studio. Praise the Lamb of God. You know how we do it. So each of you here, praise the Lamb of God. We praise God for you. All right. Now, I want to say that the young man, pastor, what is that boy's name? Well, he's not a boy. He's a grown man pastoring now. Some years ago, I prophesied to him and a young man. Matter of fact, he was trying to, around my daughter a lot, Pastor Ezra Tillman. And I prophesied to this young man about pastoring and told him some more things and events that was going to take place in his life. Do you know I haven't heard from him? I haven't seen this boy. I was in revival at Michael Tillman's when I did it. And I know that was a long time ago. God rest. Michael Tillman been dead for years. And the young man found me on Facebook, inboxed me this morning, and told me everything you prophesied to me has come to pass. Everything, prophet. He said, and I want to talk to you today. I need to talk to you. There's some things going on in my life that I need some direction, and I just believe in my heart that if I just tell it to you, that the Lord is going to speak to you. Do you know how excited it excites me to see the word of God fulfilled after so many years? This is the season of promise. This is the season of manifested prophetic promise. Praise the Lamb of God that God is going to bring into reality and bring into fruition. And I just think, brothers and sisters, praise the Lamb of God in this season, in this day and time, that we ought to be on our P's and Q's, praise the Lamb, hallelujah, on our P's and Q's as it relates to what God is speaking, what he has spoke, praise the Lamb of God, so that we can guard that word and pray that word, give it back to God, hallelujah. Oh, my goodness, it's a wonderful thing when you give God's word back to you. But let me tell you what is another powerful thing, Prophet Darrell, is when God speak to you and recall his word that he spoke to you. And that's what the Lord did to me yesterday. Yeah, right here last night, sitting here last night, the Lord recalled his word to me right here in this room where I'm sitting at right now. He recalled his word to me and spoke to me and told me some things. Boy, if I told you all some of the stuff the Lord told me last night, somebody would think I have lost it or something I've learned as a seasoned prophet, Prophet Darrell, that some things you can't even tell people. You just can't tell them. You just can't let it out that what God has said, you know. And the Lord spoke some things to me last night. My goodness gracious, people of God, of what I have to do and where I have to go and where he's taking me and this, that, and another. My. But I want you to know this, Prophet Darrell, the lot he spoke last night was some things that you had already told me, some things that you had spoke over my life also. Praise the Lamb of God when you came to my church. Hallelujah. When you came to truth, you prophesied over me. Of course you can't remember the things you said, but but the Lord brought those things back to remembrance, praise the Lamb of God, last night. And that's the wonderful thing about prophetic praying, people of God, as we discussed with Pastor McCoy on last week, when you can hear God speak to you, praise the Lamb of God, and tell you what he told you years ago, and he bring it back to your remembrance, and God said this word to me, he said, yes, I recall again what I spoke to you years ago, and now I say, the season is before you. The season is before you. God is just awesome, people of God. Hallelujah. How he waits so that he can bless you bountifully. Oh, my God, what a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. He is awesome. Prophet Dale, come on, talk to us. Tell us something good. I don't know who praying today, but this line better start lighting up. Hallelujah. And nobody's pushing. Where is the intercessors? All right. Talk to me, Prophet Darrell. He was with me a minute ago.
I'm here, Prophet.
Still there? Prophet? Talk to us, Prophet. Tell me something. Talk to me.
Well, Apostle, I say this. We just have to be in position in this new season that the Lord has got, what this new season the Lord got us in. We just need to be in position, put in the receiving that we have been putting out and putting out and putting out. Now, the Lord says, sit back and let me bless you. Now, he's ready and willing to bless us.
My goodness gracious.
To bless us. And this is why we have to, as one of my friends would say, put it on cruise and just let it go with the flow. Because God has been ready to pour out on us the benefits that's due to us. And he's getting ready to send the man.
My God in heaven.
To bless us.
Oh, Jesus.
And he's the only thing.
My God, my God.
Thank him. And worship him for it.
Oh, what you say. Thank him and worship him for it. I'm all in one accord with that. Praise the Lamb of God. Look like we got some company here. All right, let's move on down the street here. We're in Chicago with Pastor Darrell Sanders, Prophet Pastor Darrell Sanders. And now we're going to jump back down the street here in Detroit. And I know this is Bertha Pruitt with them double deuces at the end of her number. That's how I know her. Hey, Bertha.
Hey, Prophet. Sanders, Apostle Shakespeare.
How you doing today, girl? Happy Valentine's Day, lovey.
Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Well, wonderful.
Happy Valentine's, Mother Bertha.
I was just talking about
we
you
know the love
night,
of the
Prophet.
Lord is all over you. Praise the Lamb. I know God's love is just all around you today.
Yes,
praise God.
Yes.
And we just want you to know that our love right here at PSMI, you're loved that True Christian Assembly, and you're loved by your pastor. Now that's three. That's triple love right there. Now, that's a lot of love coming from many directions. Hallelujah. That's a whole lot of love. My goodness gracious. Hallelujah. Tell me something good, Bertha.
Well, number one, I was talking about you last night, Prophet Sanders, to someone, and I was just telling him how much I loved you.
Oh, my goodness.
He just took to my spirit, and I just love Prophet Sanders, and I just love to hear him pray.
Oh,
yes.
My goodness.
Yes, Lord.
And the Lord has been speaking your
yes,
name
Lord,
to
well,
me, Prophet Sanders. So don't think that there's not an intercessor that has you covered. Because the Lord has been speaking your name to me concerning you that cannot be released from things, but just know that it's already done because it's been prayed about and felt in the spirit realm and pulled down.
Amen.
Amen. And Prophet, Apostle Shakespeare, that's how I get make the difference between you two when God is speaking, because he speaks apostle when it's concerning you, Prophet Shakespeare, and prophet when it's Prophet Sanders. But me and Lisa was going back over some of the prophecies you had given last year about the ministers falling, and just this week, Lisa was telling me that there are three pastors she know that have passed, and the Lord had spoke to me last week when the worship was going forth, that there is a changing of the guard. And I told Lisa, I said, Prophet prophesied that. I said, I wrote every prophecy he prophesied in a book. I have them all in a book. And I went back, I said, this word is coming to pass. And it was confirmation to a word God gave me 2 years ago, that those that were not of his righteousness, he was removing, that the guards was changing in the spirit realm and in the earth realm. God is tired of his people being led astray, and he's bringing in righteous leaders. There's a changing of the guard taking place, and it behooves the people of God to get as close to him as they can and stay there in this season. So because God also told me last year that his wrath is upon the land. Not only is it the blessings coming, but the wrath of his destruction is coming. And those that are of his righteousness, his hand of mercy is over them. Just, this is not the time to be out of the will of God.
I agree with that. Oh, my goodness gracious, my God. Need to be in the will of God, that's for sure. I keep encouraging and sharing with people all over, praise the Lamb of God, that this is not the season for you to be walking not knee, box ankled, and slew footed. This is not the season for you to be out of the will of God, disobeying the word of God in no area that's linked to your blessings. Praise the Lamb of God. This is the time to keep the rubber on the road. Hallelujah. And the press, my God. My God. And the press into the presence of the Lord so that all will be well with not just you, but those that's around you.
Right.
That
concerns that's right.
You. I hear the word of the Lord coming to me again, clear saying that he is going to perfect that concerns you. Now, that's more than you.
That's right.
It's more than you.
It's hallelujah.
More than you. Your children, you. Hello, somebody.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Your job,
yes, Lord.
Your business, your church. God said, I'm going to perfect that. Oh, y'all going to make me do it anyway, aren't you? That concerns
go
you
go
in this season.
Yes,
praise
Jesus.
The Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, in this season. He is going
this
to complete
is.
That unfinished work. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
He's going to make that's incomplete complete. That's imperfect
hallelujah.
Perfect. So it'll work for you. Hallelujah. Y'all better
hallelujah.
Listen to the man of God today. Praise the Lamb
thank
of God.
Woo-wee.
I am
hallelujah.
Excited about what God is doing in this season. My. Prophet there, I am excited. Bertha, good to have you here today, Bertha. Bertha, is you our intercessor today? Praise God. Hallelujah.
I don't
know
if I'm intercessor.
Them, they might be on.
If no one's in the queue, I can be the intercessor. No, that's my first love anyway.
No one
intercessor.
Is in the that's in the intercessor right now. So you are up to the mic. The lead out today. Praise the Lamb of God, woman of God. And, of course, we love having you on praying anyway because, you know how to make it do what it do when it comes down to talking to Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. I'd rather have an army coming at me than you on your knees and against me. Lord, have mercy. Praise the Lord. Oh,
Jesus.
Shut in. Those of you who are in convalescent homes behind prison bars, praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my God. Behind those of you, hallelujah, oh God, who think you can't make it, I want you to know that you may not can make it, but I know a way maker. I know somebody who can make the way for you, hallelujah, his name is Jesus. I know someone, praise the Lord, who can open that door. I know someone who can give you that promotion. I know someone who can change the mind, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
People towards you. I know someone change conditions and circumstances. Yes, I do. I know someone that can work it out for you if you turn your heart to Jesus. Hallelujah. Minister Bertha Wood is coming now. Praise the Lamb of God. She's going to lead us to the throne of grace right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, my.
Hallelujah.
Come on, Bertha.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb.
Lord, we bless you. We love you. We lift up your holy name, Jesus. We exalt you, Almighty God. Oh, God, we love you because you first loved us. Father God, we love you because you died on the cross, oh, God. And because of your shedded blood, Lord Jesus, you cleansed us of all of our sins and our iniquities. And for that, God, we say thank you. Lord, we come asking you, oh, God, with hearts of repentance. God, forgive us of all of our sins of omission and commission. Father God, if we have even felt wrong, if we have hurt, wounded, or offended anyone that we know not of, God, forgive us now. Cleanse us in your precious blood, Lord Jesus, because we know that that's the only way, God, that we can enter into the holies of holies and bow before your grace, your throne of grace and mercy. God, we incline our prayers unto you, O God. So we ask you, Lord, incline your ear to us and hear our prayers, O God, our petitions that we send up before you on this day, God. God, we stand in the gap, O God, for our young people, Lord Jesus. God, so many are dying senselessly, O God. And we ask you now, Lord, to bind that murdering spirit, O God, right now in the schools, O God. We pull down and we dismantle and expose every attack scheme the enemy has sent against the young people in the media, through the video games. Oh, God, we ask you now, remove it in the name of Jesus. Keep your children covered, oh, God, in your blood. Place a hedge of protection around them, oh, God. Protect them from hurt, harm, danger, and accident. Bless them going out, Lord Jesus, and bless their coming in. God, you have given them to us as godly children. God, we ask you now to touch the hearts and the minds of their parents. Let them train these children, oh God, to be godly children. Let them train them of you, oh God. Let them train them out of love, walk in obedience, oh God. And we pour out the spirit of rebellion and the hatred of strife that's among the families, oh God. Bind them together in unity. Love, oh God. Let love abide. The love of your Son, Jesus Christ. Oh God, we lift up the president, oh God. President Obama and his staff. God, we lift up the righteous leaders in there, oh God, to give them wisdom, love, and understanding how to make godly decisions concerning your people. Let not one more ungodly law be passed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Sin is grown and is bound, oh God, and is running rampant in this land. And God, we need you now to intervene and have mercy. So God, we're doing as your word says. We're crying loud and restoring us. God, call your people to repentance. Let the knees bow, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, it's our assignment as your leader and your people in the earth realm to bring the nation back to repentance. We bow down before you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, you're calling them godly people to stand in the gap and intercede for the nations. Send them in, oh God, from the north, east, south, and the west. God, let it rain down and never before. Let the fire, oh God, the fire, oh God, your cushion booms and stormy fire, let it shower down on your people. God, we ask you now to touch your leaders, your pastors, and your shepherds. Oh God, that you have given us after your own life. Father, you said in your word, you asked Peter, if you love me, feed my sheep. Oh God, we ask you to let your love abide in your leaders today, oh God. Let them lead your people and teach them your word. Take away the spirit of compromise and procrastination. In the name of Jesus, heal the sick, oh God. We bind every sickness and infirmity, Lord Jesus, that has been sin against your people. Raise them up, oh God, for your glory. God, in Jesus' name, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Move by your spirit on today, oh God. Touch the prophet, oh God. Touch your apostle, oh God. Let your word be as fires of gold coming up out of their bellies. Send a clear rhema word today, oh God, to set the captive free, to heal the brokenhearted, God, and the wounded, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let the fire fall, God. Let your anointing be with, oh God, let the living waters flow, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God. We give you glory and we give you honor and we give you praise for your love, oh God. Let love abide, Jesus. Without love, God, all else is sound and secret and grand. It is nothing according to your word. Without the love of God in our hearts, let your love come forth, oh God, as never before. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory. We give your honor, and we give you all the praise in the matchless name of Jesus, your Son. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name, Jesus.
Hallelujah. attributed to and have been given credit for, seemingly people would just be praying everywhere all the time. Prayers would be just, it would be like drinking water with everybody, you know?
Yes, Lord.
And it's one of the hardest things in the world to get.
It germinate.
It's the key. And it's so hard to get just to get people to pray, and or to a prayer meeting, or intercessory prayer, you know, just hard to get them to come together and pray. You know, it's like something's wrong with that portion.
Jesus,
the enemy is doing his job, and
thank
I don't know,
the
maybe they. They think that prayer is a private and personal situation, and it can be, but there's a time when corporate prayer should go forth, you know? When corporate really brings about a change, praise the Lamb of God, because God has always and will always bless unity, single-mindedness, people who are on one accord. God will always do that. And even looking at these prophets we've been talking about, even those that we've been under discussion with, those such as we call them the sons of the prophet and the daughters of the prophet, and many of them did prophesy also. They just have the title, but they prophesied also, as we see in the 20th chapter of Chronicles, where, you know, we brand the song, you know, the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. When you read that whole story, that pericope begins with praise the Lamb of God, a threat coming to King Jehoshaphat. By way of these heathen nations coming against Israel, and the king moving in a non-military repliance. But what he does is he called all Israel into the house of God.
My God.
And he called a national fast.
Mm-hmm.
And had the people praying. It said even their little ones he brought in there to pray. He brought them all into the house of God. Hallelujah.
Yes, he did.
A national fast, and he brought them all in there to pray.
Yes, he did.
And as they were praying, Jehoshaphat laid out in prayer. It's right there in the chapter now. I didn't make this up. As Jehoshaphat is praying, it says that the Spirit of the Lord fell on one of the sons of the prophets.
Mm-hmm.
It's right there in your Bible. It's right there in your Bible.
Jesus.
One Benaniah fell. Hallelujah.
My God.
Upon him, and he began to prophesy. And that's what he prophesied, that this battle is not yours, but the Lord. But what if the meeting had never been called together? What if the king never said, come, let's pray? What if the king never brought the people into the house of God that Solomon had built, that he could remind God of his great promises? Now, what you really want to do is dissect that prayer. That I'm telling you, people of God, I dare you to dissect Jehoshaphat's prayer. You will see strategy. You will see prayer that's laid out so beautifully as he brings into remembrance the people God loves, such as Abraham, God's friend. The promises God made to Solomon. He brings all of this stuff, prophetic praying. He brings the word of God back to his mind. Praise the Lamb of God. He calls into remembrance. Oh, it's right there in your Bible. I mean, boy, I guess I'm going to have to grab my Bible because this is really getting more interesting than me. Yeah, praise the Lamb of God. My goodness gracious. Here in Chronicles, right? It's right there in Chronicles now. People know where that is, right there in your Bible. Praise the Lamb of God. And Jehoshaphat, oh, yeah, the Second Chronicles, it's right there. Praise the Lamb of God, and the 20th chapter. And Jehoshaphat calls this prayer meeting. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Here it is, right? And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to speak. And the Lord and proclaimed, verse 3, I'm at, and proclaimed the fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. Everybody came. Look at this. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah, Jerusalem, in the house of the Lord, before the new court, and said, O Lord God of our fathers. Look at that now. Art not thou God in heaven and rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the nations? And in thy hand is there not power and might? My goodness gracious. Uh-huh. So that none is able to withstand thee?
Yes.
He's telling God how awesome he is.
Yes,
over
he
all
is.
These heathen nations. Look at this. He says, art not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gave it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend? Look what he's doing. He's like he getting a favor from God. He said, didn't you do this for your friend Abraham and promise your friend this land, that you would give it to his seed as a perpetual possession? Look what he's saying. And they dwelt in it and have built in it a sanctuary for thy name, saying, if when evil cometh upon us, as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, if we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help us. That's the promise God made to Solomon.
Yes, Lord.
When Solomon went to the temple and went home, That night the Lord appeared to him and told Solomon, he said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, he said, and seek my face, and turn from the, he said, I will hear from heaven and I will heal the land. And he told Solomon, if they turn, if they're in battle and they look towards this temple, I'll deliver them. If there's pestilence in the land and they come in this place, I'll heal it. I mean, it's right there in your Bible. I didn't make that up. Praise the Lamb of God. So he's calling back to remembrance, people. Now, we're talking about intercessory prayer day today. Now, you better look at this. As he's interceding for the nation, praise the Lamb of God. But you got to know the God of the nation. Hallelujah. You must know the God of the nation. You must know who God is. He evidently, he knows the God of the nation. Look what he says. Verse 10. And now behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Do you hear what he's saying to God? He said, we had an opportunity to kill all of them, and you forbade us and told us not to do it, so we didn't kill them. That's right. I wish I would read this. He said, we had an opportunity. We could have killed them so they wouldn't even be a threat to us today. But you told us, you advised us not to do that. It's right here in the book. Praise the Lamb of God. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. Boy, listen to me. Sometimes you ought to, see, when your possession, watch this now, Prophet Darrell, when your possession belongs to God, when what you have belongs to God, hallelujah, when somebody threaten you, whether it's your car, your house, or your pair of shoes, if God gave it to you, if you know God gave it to you, you got a right when you pray to say, Lord, they say they're coming to put me out of what you gave me, out of your possession,
wow,
out of this house you gave me. Okay, y'all ain't listening to me. Praise the Lamb of God. Mm-hmm. They ain't listening to me today. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. When God owns what you have in your eyes, praise the Lamb of God, because you recognize he gave it to you, then God has an interest in the possession. God has an interest in it. God has an invested interest in it. God said, I gave it to you. How's somebody going to take away from you what I gave you? Hello, somebody. Verse 12. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do. Watch what he said. But our eyes are upon thee. Hello, somebody. But our eyes are upon thee. He says, we don't know what to do. We have no military might against these great nations coming against us.
Yes, Lord.
But our eyes are on you.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my goodness gracious. In other words, we're going to watch and see what you do. We're going to watch and see you deliver us again. We're going to watch you make a way again.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're going to watch you defend us. What it says, people. Then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaniah, that's the one I call, the son of Jehiel, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, hearken ye all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, that, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, Be not afraid or dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours. It belongs to the Lord. Now, brothers and sisters, I just read you a prayer, a historical documented prayer of a king that prays prophetically as he brings to remembrance the word of God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. He brings to remembrance his promises to his to the patriarchs, starting mm-hmm. with Abraham. And he walks straight on up through Solomon. And then he sits there and says, and we can't do nothing about what's going on. Our eyes is upon you. We leave ourselves in your hands.
Hallelujah.
And what happens? The Spirit of the Lord. Y'all ain't listening to. Y'all didn't come to hear no word today. That's what it is. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord. Came walking in the midst of the congregation. Woo! My God, I wish we had some intercessors that could pray until the Spirit of the Lord.
Prophet
Dale, make sure you get for your new ministry, man. Make sure you got some intercessors who can pray until the Spirit of the Lord walk up in the congregation. Make sure you got some intercessors who can pray unto the power of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Move within the congregation until a prophetic unction can be birthed. Hallelujah. Until a prophetic word will come forth. That's the kind of intercessors. My God, my God, my God. I just wish I had somebody here knew what I was talking about. Praise the Lamb of God. The intercessors of intercessors. Not people just running around the altar, jumping up and down and playing games, praise the Lord. But people who are praying, who have prayed before they came to the church house. People who have spent time with God. Hallelujah. Who has God's ear. Who has God's heart. My goodness gracious.
My God.
And not there to be seen. Not there to be heard.
Jesus.
But there, oh my goodness, as a testimony of how good God is. My God. And you know what happened on the next day. He told them, he said, go on out to the battle. You won't need a sword or a spear. He said, go on out to the battle. Hallelujah. He said, and look what he says. He said, you got to remove, Bertha, you got to remove the deterrent of faith. He said,
that's
fear
right.
not.
Fear not.
Woo! What's it about, Bertha? He said, fear not. Go out in the perfect love of God. That's out all fear. I wish somebody would hear that. Go out in the perfect love of God. That casts out all fear. When you know God loves you, you don't go in a courtroom shaking. When you know God loves you, hallelujah, you don't go getting a new car nervous. When you know God loves you, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God. You can walk anywhere in any neighborhood, any place on the planet, praise the Lamb of God, because the perfect love of God cast us out all. Hallelujah. When you know that you know that the Lord is with thee. Praise the Lamb of God. He said, you all going out in the morning. He said, get the praise leaders. Get Judah to go before you. Then let the priest come on behind you. Hallelujah. And then everybody else, we just gonna walk down and watch this. And then he said, and we going to sing the word of the Lord. What word did they sing? The Lord is good. And his mercy
endures
forever. They grab one of the Psalms of David and start singing, the Lord is good. And his mercy. I ain't listening to me. His mercy. It endures forever. That's what they start singing while they were marching. The army coming on up the river coming towards them to destroy them with swords and spears, and they ain't even got a knife on them. They didn't take a butter knife with them. All they took was the presence of God and start singing praises while they was gone. The Lord is good.
Yes, he is.
And his mercy endured forever. Then they start to God and recalling the conquest of God for you. Jesus. You destroyed the king of Sodom, for the Lord is good. You destroyed Og, for the Lord is good. You delivered your people out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, for the Lord is good. And his mercy endures forever. I want to tell you something right here, Bertha. Today, the Lord is good. And his mercy, it endures forever. He still got some mercy that's enduring. I wish I knew somebody that knew some, that needed some enduring mercy. He still has some mercy left. Matter of fact, they tell me he make new mercy every day. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus.
Jesus
said it's new every day. Praise the Lamb of God. And it endures forever. It endures forever. It'll go with you. Hallelujah. If you take him with you. Oh, my goodness. We're always trying to get something brand new. They grabbed the Psalms of David. David in his grave. It was in his grave. The dust. And they still singing, the Lord is good. And his mercy. His mercy endures forever. Lord, have mercy. Praise the Lamb of God. What a mighty God we serve, people of God. What a mighty God we serve when we have a God. This. Hallelujah. See, that's what's wrong with our country. This is what's wrong with our venues, our schools, and what have you. We have eliminated the possibility of God. We have removed God from the spectrum. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, we have.
Hallelujah.
We've taken God out.
Hallelujah.
We've taken God out.
That's right.
My God. I would a president would rise up and say, I'm asking everybody to fast with me. Hallelujah. That God would hear our voice. Oh,
hallelujah.
My goodness gracious. I just wish
we
had some leaders.
Oh,
yes, God.
Jesus.
That would pray over the deficit. Praise the Lamb of God. I just wish we had some people, praise the Lord, that would continue to call on the name of the Lord. Well, I tell you this. I said once, I said twice, I'll say it again for you today. You can't make me doubt him. I know too much about him. Hallelujah. I'm going to keep calling on the name of the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, what a wonderful lesson. Prophets and prayer at the same time today. A wonderful lesson on the prophet and the prayer. Here is one of the sons of the prophets, conditioned and ready. Praise the Lamb of God. Conditioned and ready, the Spirit of God to use him right where he was in the house of God. Doing a fast. Woo! My goodness gracious.
Jesus. Oh,
hallelujah.
God.
And what happened?
Thank
the
you,
power
Lord.
Of God rose
hallelujah.
Up in the midst of the congregation.
Oh,
praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. We're going to pray right now. We're going to pray right now. 586, you're here.
Good afternoon, Apostle Shakespeare, Althea. How are you, Sister Bertha and Prophet Sanders?
Hi, Althea.
How are you? God bless you as well.
Sweetheart, I need you to pray right now that the Lord will saturate this show with the Spirit of Jesus Christ, with the Spirit of the prophetic as we prepare for our prophetic flow. We weren't able to do it yesterday. Praise the Lamb of God. Last night I was tired, so I laid on down. Hallelujah. But Prophet Darrell and I talked this morning, and we said we want to bless the people today on Love Day. Hallelujah. We want them to hear from their lover. Jesus Christ. We want them to hear from their lover, God of the world, that he gave his only begotten. Them to hear from their lover. Hallelujah. If anybody don't know what love is, I'll tell you what love is. Herein is love. While we were yet sinners.
Amen.
Christ died for us.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
He gave himself for us. Hallelujah. Come on, daughter.
Yes.
Take us to the King.
Hallelujah.
And pour some
Hallelujah.
Love on Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus.
Come on,
Jesus. Oh, magnifying King.
Pour some love on Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to you, my Lord, thy God. Hallelujah, Father God. We are reaching up to you in the high heavens in the name of Jesus. We are reaching up to you, Father God, by your throne room in the name of Jesus. We come to you, Father God, collectively, Father God, with unity and love and understanding and knowledge in the name of Jesus, Father God. Seeking you, O Lord, thy God. Only you have the answers, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. So we bow our heads before you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We have yielded our vessels before you, God. We come to you, God, because you are the provider of wisdom. You are the provider of knowledge. You are the provider of understanding in the name of Jesus, Father God. There is no book, Father, that can contain you. There is no university that can teach you, Father God. You are the great I am. You are the sustainer and the redeemer. You are the deliverer, Father God, and the redeemer, Father God. We pull on your tallit on today, Father God. We hold on to your hand, Father God. We ascend to you on this day, Father God. We shall not be moved, Father God, because we are planted by the rivers of water. In the name of Jesus, and we shall not be defeated, because we belong to you, O merciful King. O Lord, thy God, we call upon you, Father God. We know you know our face. We know that you know our voices, Father God. Even the movement that we have between the bushes, Father God, as we go up the hill to you, Father God, you know the sound that we make, Father God. We are calling upon you, Father God, because we need you on today, Jesus. We call your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, hear your children cry upon the land. Jesus, hallelujah. We know you know our faith, Father God. We seek you on a daily basis, Father God. We know you're unable to turn your face, Father God, because your love is powerful. Your love is saturating. Your love is great and powerful in the land of this place, Father God. So we call upon you in the name of Jesus, my Lord of God. Look upon us, Father God, as our hand stretched to the heavens in the name of Jesus. And our eyes look upon the hills in the name of Jesus. We are seeking you, Father God. Not the right nor the left, Father God. Pour your spirit down upon us, Father God. In the name of Jesus, wash it clean, Father God. Scrub it, Father God. Hallelujah. We are standing up before you, Father God. So here we are, Father God. Yielded, Father God. Pour into us, saturate us, wash us clean. Take away the water, Father God. We surrender unto you, Father God. We say unto you, Lord, that here we are, Father God. What can we do for you us today, Father God? In the name of Jesus, Lord God, open up your doors, open up your windows, Father God. Pour out the prophetic upon the land, Father God. Put your prophetic over fear to mind, Father God. Saturate the land, Father God. Saturate the water, Father God. Saturate this blog, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Touch every person, Father God, who manually help take care of this project that has been given them, Father God. You gave this assignment to your leader, Father God. You have told this person, Father God. We ask you for this wisdom and understanding and knowledge, Father God. We pull it down from you, Father God. We ask you to saturate them in the name of Jesus, Father God. Let it flow, Father God, like rivers of water, Father God. Give them right down, Father God. Hallelujah. Give him the words to put on the paper, Father God, that he can share it amongst your people, Father God, so they will have wisdom and understanding and knowledge, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, that we can be unified, Father God, trained by the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus, thrown in a fire and taken out, Father God, molded and stretched in the name of Jesus, and thrown back in the fire again, Father God, in the magnified name of Jesus. When you finally put your Holy Ghost blaze on us, Father God, no man can destroy us. No man can shatter it. No man can
trotted us down in the name of Jesus, Father God. Because when you
put
your hand on a thing, no man can touch.
Yes,
when you bless a thing, no man can curse. In the name of Jesus, Lord and Savior. So we lift you in high and we glorify your name. Because we know you're the King of kings and the Lord of lords, Father God. You are our light, Father God. You are our source, Father God. You're the sinews that flow through our vessels in the name of Jesus. We give you glory, honor, Father, in the name of Jesus. We know who you are. We know who we belong to. We stand by your side. We shall not be moved. We are strong because you made us strong. We are blessed because you made us blessed. You made us wise because you are wise, Father God. All that we are is because of who you are, Father God. An endless flow of wisdom and understanding. An endless flow of prospect. An endless flow of the Lord, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Let me get my saturated in your blood, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We bind up any interference right now.
Yes,
we
give
Satan favor in the name of Jesus. He is rejected in his own. No matter what he said, no matter what he tried to do, he cannot say anything. He is no longer the accuser of the brethren of the PSMI, Father God. We served him his papers because his blood washed in the name of Jesus. Anything he tried to say, he has to look at you, God, because it's washed in blood. He has nothing he can put over PSMI and his leaders and the people who listen in the name of Jesus, because it's blood washed. And once you're blood washed, the enemy cannot touch. It cannot cross. He might as well go ahead and look for something else, because it's over in this side. In the name of Jesus, it's sealed up in the blood. It's covered by the blood. It's sanctified by the blood. It's holy because Jesus said it's holy in the name of Jesus. We give you glory. We give you honor, Father God. We say, have your way in the name of Jesus, Father God. As we yield before you, Father God, as you pour your spirit into us, Father God, we surrender the flesh under your hand, Father God, under your government, Father God. We give you glory and we give you honor on this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father, in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. We thank you now, our God, for hearing prayer. You are a prayer-hearing God.
Hallelujah.
There you go. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Saturate our hearts and minds now.
Now, Lord.
Now,
Lord. Now, Lord.
Yes, God.
And use us.
We belong to you.
Use us in this hour for your
glory.
We belong to you, Jesus.
Yes.
Love.
We belong to you, Jesus.
Oh, God. From ages down. Lord, who loved us, that you bled and suffered for us. Thou who loved us so much. That you went the Dolorosa way. Thou who was whipped, scourged, beat, and suffered to show your love.
Oh God.
Who bore the cross. Jesus. Who was stripped naked and hung between two worlds. Thou, O God, who received the nails and the rivets. Thou, O God, who bore our shame. And tacked our sins to the cross. Thou, O God, our hearts are set on you today. Our love is set upon you, God. Our love is set upon you today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Our God, for you have your great love for us. It's us who lack love for you. But today, in this hour, in this moment, our love upon you. We set our upon you, God. I love you, Father. I adore you, Father. I give you praise and adoration. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah to your name, God. Bless you, Father. Bless you, Lord Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank
you for your presence. Through your servants now. Speak through your servants, O God. Your word and not ours. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Yeshua. In the name of Jesus the Christ.
Hallelujah.
And amen.
Hallelujah.
Come on, just celebrate. Yes. Come on, think on the love of God. Think on his love.
Hello.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, how we love you, Lord. We love you, we love you. Hallelujah. Unconditional love. Thank you, Lord.
Presence.
Yes, Lord.
Love is so
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
And tangible,
tangible
in this room tonight. And there are some of you here that have not encountered the love of God. And tonight, God wants to encounter you and wants you to feel his love, his amazing
thank you.
Love. Without it, these are just songs. These are just words. These are just instruments. Without the love of God, it's just like we're just making noise. But the love of God changes us. And we're never the same. We're never the same after we encounter the love of God. We're never the same.
I
don't
take
it. And right now, if you haven't encountered the love of God, then you would know. Because if you were the same, you would never be the same again.
Yes.
And if you want to encounter the love of God,
what love the Father has for us today. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going to enter into our prophetic flow here. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Bertha, for being here today. Thank you, Prophet Daryl, for being here. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, people of God, you can tell your friends they can call in now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The prophets are on the air. And all you have to do is push 1 on your dial today. Praise the Lamb of God. We know yesterday we did not, praise the Lamb of God, get a chance to do this. So we're doing it for you today, praise God. Hallelujah. So many of you were in queue yesterday, and we wanted to bring this to you. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Today, all you got to do is push 1 on your keypad, praise the Lamb of God, and we will come to you, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious, praise the Lamb of God. I've just so thankful for the word of the Lord. I'm telling you, I believe in the prophetic word of God. Hallelujah. You can play with it all you want to. And I want God to speak to me every day of the week, not some of the days. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But I want him to speak to me every day of the week, 7 days a week, pray as much as he desires. I want to hear the voice of the Lord. Hallelujah. Ah, my goodness gracious. I know that there is a corporate word that's going to come forth. Praise the Lamb of God while we was there. Hallelujah, praying and everything the Lord spoke. There is a corporate word that's going to come forth today. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, bless you now, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your healing virtue in my body. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. 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 Bertha is here. Athelia is here, Bertha. Why don't we start with Athelia right now? Praise, she's right here on the line. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Let's start with her. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Jesus. 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 Athelia, I speak to you with God. Hallelujah. To your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I feel the Lord says to tell you that there are some things in your past that you have forgotten all about. That you have not.
Oh, my goodness.
Had thought to forgive you for. Lord. It has nothing to do with your spiritual life, but it's things that you did and said before you gave your life to God that's smothering the flames of fire and anointing that God has in you that he wants to burst forth. It can only come forth through true repentance. God said it's time to come to him. Ask him to reveal to you what it is so that you can repent of it and move forward in him, says the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, God.
My God, and my God, my God. Hallelujah. Prophet Darrell.
Amen.
Yes. I just want to say I heard the Lord said, Sylvia, that this too shall pass.
That's fair.
Yes, Lord. And for your work and your faithfulness, I shall reward thee. Just for your obedience, hallelujah, I'm going to reward you. Hallelujah. And he said, no matter what comes, no matter what may, he said, stand.
Amen.
Stand on his word. And stand on his promises. Because the thoughts
amen.
That he has concerning you are yea and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
All right. Now, I'm going to have to piggyback off of Bertha today, praise the Lamb of God, and share some things. Not that I don't disagree with Prophet Darrell, but Bertha said some things I think that you need to take heed to that is going to purport you into a deeper spiritual realm. Praise the Lamb of God, and is going to allow the Spirit of God to use you in a greater way, praise God, as it relates to your prayer life and your prophetic life. I know you have visions and dreams, praise the Lamb of God. That's level one of God visiting us in our dreams and our visions upon our beds and what have you. When God does that and our dreams and visions come to pass, that is first level, if you would, of the prophetic. That's first level right there. Praise the Lamb of God that he will visit
amen.
You on your bed in dreams and visions. When you're quiet, when your spirit is quiet, then the Lord will speak to us. Praise the Lamb of God. Our spirit is quiet. Our mind is quiet. We're shut down. The Lord comes and visits us, and he puts on a movie projector or something and allow us to see what is to come. Level one, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Level two,
amen.
Praise the Lamb of God, is when God's showing you things, praise the Lamb of God, when you awake. praise God, because you have learned to look through the spiritual eye, as it is called. Praise the Lamb of God. Or I say spiritual eyes, not I. I don't want nobody to start that Illuminati crap. Devil is alive. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But your spiritual eyes, as the Lord opened those eyes and you're able to see, praise the Lamb of God, shadows and visions of things that the Lord will show you concerning others, concerning yourself, this, that, and another. Then the next level, praise the Lamb of God, is when God, praise the Lamb of God, allows you to speak, praise the Lamb of God, what he has shown you as a representative of his. Now you are now in a full-fledged prophetic, praise the Lamb of God, personality that God is using to share his word, share the visions and the dreams about others to other people. Now that's a major situation right there, and that could be to a person who has the gift, and also to a person who is being revealed to by God that he has placed them into the office of prophetess. Praise the Lamb of God. Everybody who has the gift is not a prophet or prophetess in the office, and a lot of people have just blown that, you know, all out the water, but is not in the office, because the office comes with a mantle, and a mantle has authority, has a territorial boundaries and things of this nature that God has given, and then there's normally some other gifts that come within the mantle, like the gift of healing or something of that nature, the gift of discernment. Something else comes with, praise the Lamb of God, the mantle gift. But God is raising you up in this season, praise the Lamb of God. And he has exposed you to the prophetic, and you know this, on purpose, praise the Lamb of God, so that you can grow. But it's important to us as our prophetic people to revisit our past. It's important to us to walk down our childhood and take that spiritual broom and clean things up by forgiving, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and by allowing grudges to be let go of and things of that nature. We have to come to that place so that we can have the full flow, praise the Lamb of God, of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. I tell the story sometime about how I had to exhume my father in the grave, Prophet Darrell. I had to exhume him in the spirit and have a conversation with him so I could forgive him. He'd been dead for many years, since I was 12 years old. His funeral was on my 13th birthday. But he did some stuff in our childhood that damaged everybody in the family. And I had to raise him up and forgive him and then give that snap, anger, hot-tempered fighter back to him. I said, you don't give me this spirit. I'm not going to mess my kids up the way you did us. I gave it back to him. I said, I'm giving it back to you because I forgive you.
Right.
I forgive you.
Yes, Lord.
And I gave it back to him and reburied him. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We must come to a place to recognize that there are people in the grave that we're holding grudges
right.
and had hatred for that we never forgave, and therefore they have become a generational curse to us. I think I'm saying something to you here. Praise the Lamb of God. Because we have a soul. The soul tie, praise the Lamb of God, that we have with them that need to be broken. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb. I'm trying to make something come out of this thing. Praise the Lamb of God. Because I heard a lot in what you were saying to her, Bertha. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And there's a lot of other people listening to my voice that need to do the same thing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You can hate somebody that's dead. They in the grave. Hatred is still hatred. Dislike is still dislike.
Yeah.
Unforgiveness is still unforgiveness. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So we have to make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that we revisit our childhoods. And there's a lot of young women, praise the Lamb of God, to have a lot of things going on with them, praise God, in their life that they deal with, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And this is not necessarily you, but could be, such as child molestation and things of this nature by loved ones, kin people, and things of that nature that they have never really dealt with in the forgiveness area. And they still have nightmares, dreams, and are dysfunctional in relationships because they have never let that go. That has to be dealt with. Praise the Lamb of God. All right. Love you. I just want to bless everybody off that birthday has spoke.
Thank
praise
you.
The Lamb of God. Oh, my God.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Oh, God is so awesome.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, have mercy.
Now, what you say there, Prophet?
You and Minister Murphy, y'all really blessing me today because I know, sometimes, Apostle, we think we have forgiven our past and we think we have forgiven everybody and we think we have really repented.
Yes.
And it's just stuff that's been buried down on the inside that we even forgot about. You know, that is just buried down
I'm
there.
I'm trying to tell you.
It'll come up in the long run. But I want the Lord to search way down in the depth of my heart to make sure I ain't got no unforgiveness, that I ain't got none of that stuff in my heart, all because I don't want it to hinder me in this new season. What you just told the
right.
Sylvia, and I cannot afford.
Yeah, you want to walk, you want them chains to drop off of you. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I understand the language from my God.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Tell you, there's a freedom in God and there's a liberty in God that once you get free and free indeed and you have dealt with all of that, see, all of that was supposed to come in repentance. And that's what we've been sharing yesterday. And I know I'm going to take a look, but this teaching is invaluable when you repent. And, you know, we get before the preacher and say, okay, come on, Lord, forgive me of my sin, blah, 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 blah. But some things we need to visit and look at and make sure we repented and turned from. And one of those things is unforgiveness. Because God can't forgive you if you have not forgiven. Hello, somebody.
Yes,
give us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
Yes.
Give us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
Amen.
In like manner as we forgive our debtors. So you got to give people a clean slate of forgiveness so God can give you a clean slate of forgiveness.
Yes.
And that's just first. Hallelujah. So you can put on your Air Jordans and run this race with patience, laying aside every weight.
Yes.
Come on, talk to me. And the sin.
Amen.
Laying aside every weight.
Yes, Jesus.
And the sin that so easily besets us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo! Thank you, Jesus, for letting that come out today. We give you praise
for
that,
Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes, we do. We need.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. So we bless you, daughter.
We thank you, Jesus.
We're going to move on. Where
Amen.
Are the birds? Where she go?
Amen.
Right here with us. Now she done. Praise the Lamb of God. That birth, I'm going to whoop. Amen. Error code 331. Oh, this is my granddaughter, Aisha Twine.
Prophet.
Granddaughter, how you doing today?
I'm doing okay today.
I can't hear you. Is you going to talk to me?
I'm doing okay today, Prophet.
I think you're doing too many things. I think you're doing too many things. That's what's going on. But you can't talk to them on the phone today, granddaughter. Is you all right?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Hmm?
I think you're right.
Okay,
I'm doing
praise
too many
the Lord.
Things. Can you hear me now?
Well, that, you're a multitasker. You know I know you. You're a multitasker. Yeah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness gracious. Yes, I hear you. I do hear you. Praise God. I'm going to go. There go Bertha. Bertha's going to get a whooping in a minute. Don't you be jumping off the line no more, Bertha. What's wrong with you? Praise the Lamb of God.
Phone.
Hallelujah.
Send you my phone.
Juan. Granddaddy want to tell you something, granddaughter.
Huh?
Can I tell you something, granddaughter?
Yes, you can tell me something.
Can I tell you something, granddaughter?
Yes,
happy Valentine's Day, granddaughter.
Thank you.
Happy Valentine's Day, sweet. Oh, I see your jaws rising up. You smiling. Yeah, I wanted to see the big jaws go up. That's it right there. Okay. You right now. You right now. Bertha, come on. Talk to Chatwan.
Happy Valentine's Day, daughter.
Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day to you, too.
The Lord has not given me a word for you, Chatwan, but I encourage you to nourish the word that the Lord has spoken to you already. Keep it before the Lord. Read the prophecies back to God. Stay focused and don't let nothing or nobody deter you or take you off of your focus when it comes to the Lord and your prayer life. Because I don't know why the Lord just has put that in my spirit. Prayer is the key. Faith unlocks the door. Prayer is the key in this season. We must up the prayer. Got to keep the prayer moving and go at it even stronger, because the enemy has unleashed even more powerful spirits and demons upon the earth. And as he tries to become more powerful, we must become more powerful and stronger and bolder in God in order to defeat him. Prayer is the key. Just keep doing what you're doing. God is well pleased. And just stay focused in God. Love you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Prophet Dale, you got something to say to granddaughter?
Happy Valentine's Day to you. Happy Valentine's Day to you. Oh, praise be unto God. Amen. I just want to tell Chatwan that God has already done what he said he was going to do. I agree with Minister Bertha, what she's already has told you. Just hold on to the prophetic words that God has already spoken over your life. That's why I've been telling people all this year, this is not a new year, but this is a new season. Years end. Seasons don't never end. So we are in our season that God is getting ready to manifest himself to us. He's getting ready to put super on our natural, amen, everything that we have seen in the realm of the spirit, God is getting ready to bring it to pass into the natural. So just hold on. Just hold on. Two more risings of the sun. And I guarantee you, I won't take it back, that I believe God said this is the season for greater for you.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Granddaughter, the Lord also says to you that he's bringing you into a season of rest.
Thank
he said
you.
That your spirit has been wandering, and your spirit has been restless, and it's like you're worn out. Praise the Lamb of God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Thank
God said he's going to bring you into a season of rest. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, let me tell you something. It is something very powerful about God's rest. When God takes
yes,
you into his rest, praise the Lamb of God, first of all, there's restoration. Praise the Lamb of God. God restores, refreshes, praise the Lamb. He reinvigorates you, and he causes you to have everything essential, praise the Lamb of God, that's necessary for your survival. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. In the rest, God don't let you worry about nothing. When God takes you into a season of rest, you don't worry about nothing. Hallelujah. He give you peace around your borders. He make your enemies have peace with you. You better listen to the prophet. Praise the Lamb of God. Then he do supernatural things for you. Supernatural things start happening. Doors start opening for you, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Doors start opening for you, things start happening for you, things start clicking for you, hallelujah. And he keeps you on a joy ride. He keeps you on the joy ride, praise the Lamb of God. So So he keeps you happy because happiness is rest. Happiness is rest. A lot of people don't know that. That's what the word blessed means. Blessed means happy. Praise the Lamb of God. If I have all things sufficient, lacking nothing, I'm happy. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So when God takes you into this state of rest, there's going to be supernatural supply in your life. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And everything else that comes, praise the Lamb of God, at you, such as tests, trials and tribulations and stuff like that, they will be present, but they won't seem hard to you. It won't nothing feel hard to you because, praise the Lamb of God, God has you in a state of rest, and you're going to be fine. Praise the Lamb of God. I agree with Prophet Darrell, Brother, and Bertha, praise the Lamb of God, that this is your time and your season, and you're about to walk into it. Praise the Lord. But the Lord told me to tell you that's what I told you. Praise the Lord. Happy Valentine's Day to you. Praise the Lord. Have a good one, okay?
Thank you.
You are blessed. Hallelujah. Error code 747. Your mic is hot.
Hello?
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 Hey, Bob, it's Cammie from California.
Cammie got a new phone, y'all. She didn't call me on 747. This ain't no 818. You know I'll be looking for that 818. How you doing, Cammie?
I'm doing well. Are you happy Valentine's Day?
Happy Valentine's Day to you, sweetheart. I'm my daughter, praise the Lord. It's calling in Cali. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Right, Cammie. All right, Cammie. Cammie, you got something to tell us? What you want to tell us, Cammie?
I'm just continuing to keep me in prayer, and, you know, I'm just taking one day at a time. So just, you know, just continue to keep me in prayer.
Jeez. All right, praise God. I thought you had a testimony for me.
Not yet. I'm working toward it, but not quite yet. Thank God.
You said not quite yet, but you're working toward it. All right,
yes,
then. Praise the Lamb of God. Bertha Pruitt, do you have anything to say to her?
Cammie, only you know what God is saying. But the Lord told me to tell you that there is something you promised him that you were going to do that you have not done. And God says in order for the words that he has spoken in your life to come to fruition the rest of it, you must do what you promised him you were going to do.
Okay.
That's the Spirit of the Lord.
All right. Praise the Lord. All right, Prophet Darrell.
Oh, my goodness. And Bertha just played Cupid right there. She shot an arrow at me. Hallelujah. But Cammie, I just want to tell you, sis, that in this season, just wake up and say, this is my Jubilee season. Just get up and just say, this is my Jubilee season.
Okay.
And the spirit of Jabez comes around you as well.
Wow.
The spirit of Jabez, in other words, he's getting ready to enlarge thy territory.
Oh, wow.
He's getting ready to enlarge thy territory.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. I don't even know what this about some property here. But God is getting ready to enlarge the property.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Thank you, sir.
Say, baby, I might see. Yes, Lord, I hear you. Don't even worry about the finances, because God is going to do it.
Okay.
The only thing you do is just do what you promised God when you asked him. When you said, Lord, if you do this, I'm going to show enough do this. And God said, since you made a vow,
hallelujah,
he's going to perform the very thing that you asked him to do.
Okay.
Because the old folks said, I made a vow to the Lord, and I
won't
take it back. But you take it with you.
and know that the Lord of our Sandara the Obos. Thank you, Lord. You watch and see what God is getting ready to do for you.
Okay.
I don't know why the month of April come up here. Hallelujah. But the month of April is going to mean very much to you.
Okay.
And you know, they got an old saying, April showers bring May flowers. But God is getting ready to bless you in the month of April.
Amen. I received that. Thank you.
Cammy, the Lord said by this time next month, though, you're going to be in the close to deal. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm trying to see what he's saying is about, though. But he said by this time next month, and I agree with Prophet Dale, even about April, praise the Lamb of God, as you go into April, boy, you're going to be the one that's going to make April the April Fool. You're going to fool April Fool. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Going to April here. Hallelujah. The blessed season. It's like the spring is going to bring forth on you. Hallelujah. But God says, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. By this time of month, you will have been enclosed to deal, praise the Lamb of God, on some properties. Praise the Lamb of God. And God said properties by this time next month. So it's more than one property that's going to come available, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that you're going to be dealing with here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I see it as a business. It's a site, praise the Lamb of God.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Wow.
What I'm looking at, praise the Lamb of God, is a business site. Hallelujah. It's like a one level, praise the Lamb of God, one level office kind of building with double glass doors. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, I see it. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lamb. Got a little shrubbery around it. It ain't like no lot of grass or nothing, but more like rocks. But then it has some shrubbery. Praise the Lamb of God around it. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yes, Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. So, my God, praise the Lamb of God. God's gonna these properties are going to come up. My God, yes, Lord, bless your name, God. He said three buildings, to tell you, three buildings, praise the Lamb of God, three buildings, praise the Lord, hallelujah, yes, God, hallelujah. Boy, I remember the last time I said three buildings to somebody, that God was going to give it to them, and I got on the plane the next day, and the following day, they owned the three buildings.
Oh, wow.
My goodness gracious.
Oh,
it happened.
Amen.
That quick down in Texas, it happened just. Praise the Lamb of God. So I'm saying to you, God says, praise the Lamb of God, three buildings, hallelujah, going to come. Hallelujah. Yeah, bless his holy name. Hallelujah. I see a parking lot with cars parked up against like the curb. With the lines and all the handicapped space right there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So just get ready for what it's about to do. The Lord told you there's going to be some
Hallelujah.
In your plan, some difference onto birth. Praise the Lamb of God. So thinking not strange that he's, oh, my God. I told you, girl, you're going to hire a lot of people. Praise the Lamb.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what is this you're doing, but you will hire a lot of people going to be up under you working. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lamb of God.
Thank
God's
you,
take
Jesus.
You to a higher place of like just over management. I see a manager's office that's yours. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So you're going into the CEO position. Praise the Lamb of God. And they're going to manage it and this, that, and another. Praise and report back to you. Hallelujah. God's going to bust for you. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just get ready, get ready, get
ready. I will.
Yes, whatever Bertha spoke to you about, promises, a lot of people don't fulfill promises and orders that the Lord tells them to do. The Lord tells them to do something. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And they don't follow through on it. They don't follow through on it because they're waiting on something to come to them to make it easy for them. Hallelujah. And then that time never comes. And so what they have coming from God is held up. You don't want that to happen to you. So just whatever it is, if God has told you to do something, just be obedient to the Lord and let the Lord bless you real good. Okay, daughter?
All right.
Happy
Valentine's
Day to you again.
You too. Thank you, guys.
Put a smile on your face.
It really did.
I love
you.
And thank you for all your.
Love you too. Okay.
Bless your love.
Bless you.
Bye now. Oh, my goodness. Praise God. Look how good God is today. Erico 973.
Oh, happy Valentine's Day, everyone. This is Elaine.
Happy Valentine's Day, man.
I thought they had buried you under that stone. You still, they can't get rid of you, Elaine.
There's so much snow, y'all almost had to dig out the phone. It's so much snow here.
There's so much snow on. Dig you out of that phone. I believe it, I believe it, I believe it. Oh, my goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. I tell you this. Hallelujah. God's got a plan. I bet you that. I bet you God's got a plan for all that snow and stuff out there for you all. Praise the Lord. Bertha, you up at the mic. Praise the Lord.
No, I'm popping. I'm going to have to do like you did last week. Papa Dale has a song for Elaine, so I'm just going to let him sing it because there's not a word. Sing it, Prophet.
I just heard.
Papa Dale got a song for her?
Papa Dale got a song for
her. Papa was talking to Sister Elaine, I just heard the Lord said that he got a master plan. I can't remember that song by Tamela Mann, but I heard him say he got a master plan working out in your behalf.
Yes.
I can't remember the words, but I heard it. And y'all stop putting me on blast.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Woo.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm going to take you through.
Yes.
Hey.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's going to take you through. He's going to see you through. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
He got a master plan. Hey.
Thank
you. Ooh, I want you
Prophet
to do that.
As well, Elaine. That's what's me about.
Yeah.
God said, tell her it's well. Praise the Lamb of God. It's well. It's well.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the best word you can get from God. It's well.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise
yes,
the
Lord.
God. It is well.
Praise
Glory
God.
To Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I love him to tell me that. Oh, son. When he says, well, son, I'm cheesing like a chimpanzee. Hallelujah. It's all this. What's that song they sing in Chicago? It's all in his hand. God's got it all in his hand. This and that. That and
put it all in his hand.
It's all in God's hand.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh,
yes.
My goodness. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Do you have any grandkids?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Eli?
Yes, just
you got
one.
A grandson?
Yes, uh-huh.
How old is he?
Five.
How old is he?
5 years old.
I see a little boy. That's why I see a little boy around you. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He doesn't live with you?
Yes,
he
yes.
Does.
I'm here. Yes, uh-huh. Yes.
Oh, that's why I see that little boy. Yeah, it's a little boy running around you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, Lord. Okay, Lord. Hallelujah. No, I don't like to call stuff out ain't right. Praise God. Be at peace, said the Lord. God said, be at peace, said the Lord, concerning him, concerning that boy. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Okay.
For as he grow, I will change all things to work for his good. says the Lamb. Hallelujah. As he grows, God said everything is going to work towards this child's good. God said he's going to change some stuff. He's going to change. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lamb of God that's going to work for this kid's good. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My goodness gracious. Hallelujah. God says as he grow in age, he will grow in stature. Praise the Lamb of God. And I shall bring him to the head of the nation, says the Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God concerning your grandson. Praise the Lord in Jesus' mighty name. And I shall bring him to the head of the nation. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My God, God, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What's his name? I want to know his name.
Darius.
Huh?
Darius.
Darius what?
Oh, Darius.
Last name.
Oh, Payne.
Darius Payne.
Mm-hmm.
I got to remember that name. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. 5 years old. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. My God, my God. In Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lamb of God. Okay, daughter.
Thank you.
We bless you.
Jesus.
Oh, God.
What's that hollering?
Hallelujah.
That's right for Darryl. Hallelujah. Boy, y'all making me look deep today. The Lamb of God. Yeah?
You came down the line.
I must tell you what the Lord said. The Lord gave me a dream, a vision of you 2 years ago, and he brought it back to me this year. And the dream was you were sitting in a chair, but it was like a king's chair. You were sitting in the lap of the Father, God the Father. But you were sitting there draped in gold. From your head to your feet, it was all pure gold. The chair was gold. But there was a group of angels ministering to this cloud. It was a big white cloud. And when they got finished doing what the Lord had instructed them to do in this cloud, they presented this cloud to you, and it went in you. God brought that vision back to me this month. But the Spirit of the Lord is saying, get ready, because the manifestation is fixing to take place. You know what it is that God is finna do and where he's finna take you. But God says just to prepare and be ready, because the manifestation of what he showed is fixing to come to pass, says the Lord.
I know exactly what you're talking about, too.
Oh, my
I know
goodness.
Exactly 100% what you're talking about. Now, you ain't going to believe this, Bertha, but the Lord talked to me about that last night.
Jesus.
That's one of the things he brought back to my remembrance. Yeah. I had a vision years ago, some years ago, that I got caught up in a cloud.
My God.
And the Lord, the Ancient of Days, his hair was white as snow, gave me a gold piece of material, told me to wear this. Praise
Jesus.
The Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Brought back to my remembrance yesterday, praise the Lamb of God, what all of that means. I know exactly what it means. I know the interpretation of your dream. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Trust me, I know it. Hallelujah. I know that one. Bless your heart. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Praise. That's confirmation. That's a confirming word. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Even when you don't think what you don't think and you don't know, God's got a word for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Erico 662. Your mic hot. Erico 662.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Prophet, how y'all doing?
Calling.
Who? Shireen.
You're doing fine. Who is
Shireen?
This is Mississippi.
Hi,
we down in Mississippi, y'all.
Yes. We waiting on
Terrain, did we get any snow down there?
Yes, sir. We got a little, but it didn't stick. It wasn't
so
bad.
Now?
No, sir.
It wasn't bad.
Y'all want some help? No.
Did it get cold?
Yes, sir. It got very cold. Yeah, I called in today.
You don't even know what very cold is.
Yes. Below, I mean, 4 degrees, that's cold. We don't get that kind of weather down here.
It got 4 degrees?
Yes, sir.
Four?
That's cold. Four.
Lord have mercy. Whoa, that was cold.
Yeah, that's cold for us.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That's cold for everybody, 4 degrees.
Yeah, I thought
that's cold everywhere.
Yes, sir.
Now, what's going on? You at the hospital?
Yeah, they let us went home.
Is you at the hospital?
Yes, sir. We went home Wednesday night, but we had to come back. They admitted us now, so we were sitting there waiting. I said, well, I'm just going to go ahead and call, because normally I'm able to call and use the iPad and type. But
where is your daughter?
She's in another room.
I need you to pay attention to me. Where your daughter?
In another room. I always come to the bathroom, so I won't be. They won't be walking in and out when I be talking. Do I need to be my father? You need me to be
what I wanted, me and Prophet Darrell and Bertha wanted to pray for it, didn't we, y'all?
That's right. I'm going to get in there. I'm in the room with her now.
I guess. You're in the room with her now? Hallelujah.
Oh, my God. You so.
Hey, baby, how you doing?
Thank you, God.
Oh, wait.
Hello?
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
She's on.
Hallelujah. Is she there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, baby.
Hey.
How you doing?
All right.
Do you know your mama loves you, girl?
Yes, sir.
Your mama loves some you. Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Thank
you. You are our little sweetheart on our Facebook page. We just always praying for you and lifting you up. And there's about 1,500 people on that page. And a lot of us take real interest. Your mama is always excited about what God is doing with you and in you. And we just thank God that he's using you to be an instrument of his great love and a great testimony. Hallelujah. I feel Jesus right now. I feel the presence of the Lord. And I just believe Prophet Darrell. I believe that if Prophet Darrell and Bertha and Sharon and you and I touch and agree with all these people listening here and we all pray together, I believe God's going to do something for us on Love Day just for you. I think today is your day to be loved by God in a special way. Hallelujah. Yes, I believe. Yes.
Yes, that
the healing can touch you right now, daughter. Ah, God, yes, Father, I'm moved with compassion, Father. Hallelujah. Yeah, Jesus, look. Oh, God, we touch and agree. We can't. We're far away, Father. Ah, but we're there with you. Ah, God, by your spirit, we're there. We're there with you. But we command the healing. Hallelujah. Ah, God, you was going to walk up and down the halls of the hospital. Start right here, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hey, God, under a we command livers and kidneys and hearts and the organs of a body to line up with your perfect word. Hallelujah. I perfect that are now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
In her body. Now, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I want God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Eyes on you, Lord. We ain't looking at the doctor today. Eyes on you. I love you. Eyes on you. because we have no help against this. Hallelujah. The doctors been fumbling and tumbling. Hallelujah. All this time. Hallelujah. But our eyes are on you now. Hallelujah. Eyes on you. All the way. But now our eyes is on you. Hallelujah. This daughter.
Hallelujah.
Our healer. But our restorer, Jehovah Rapha is your name, El Shaddai Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We command the healing. In Jesus, amen. We thank you, Father. Give you praise. Give you honor. And we give you glory. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Sharon. Bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, on that whole house, I pronounce blessing. Going in and coming out. Going in. Show me the bosom. Going in. Coletta, empty and go in full. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, God.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yeah,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God.
Thank you for your mercy, Lord.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We love you, daughter. We love you. We love you. I thank God for your spirit, Father Sharon. I thank you for your spirit of faith, trust, and your spirit of love that you exemplify every day. Every day you exemplify so much love and so much strength. You strengthen me and don't even know it. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. You encourage us to prophet. Hallelujah. And I thank you. I thank you. Trusting God for trusting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now I got some things I got to tell you all. Hallelujah. I got some things that I must announce to you all that the Lord has told me to tell you. I didn't want to. I can't say I didn't want to because I always want to do God's will. Praise the Lamb of God. But hear me. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. Praise the Lamb of God. This is what the Lord told me last night. Hallelujah. That he was going to give me a word today to give to the people for, as a warning. Hallelujah. A warning word. Now, praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Darrell will tell you all, praise the Lamb of God, that I prophesied about all this weather. Praise the Lamb of God. We have it right now, especially on the East Coast. Is the Lamb of God. God said there is going to be a tidal wave that's going to come on the East Coast, praise the Lamb of God, and it's going to wash a portion of the East Coast away. The Lord spoke this to me. I'm just telling you what God has said. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus, have mercy.
Hallelujah. There's going to be a tsunami on the West Coast. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. a tsunami is coming on the West Coast. Praise the Lamb of God. Just watch what I tell you now. Hallelujah. That's an earthquake in the ocean. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Just watch what I tell you. I'm just speaking with God. Do I want any of this to happen? No, I don't. Hallelujah. I'm only telling you what God is speaking. Hallelujah. In this season. Hallelujah. As he is bringing people back to him. This is God's way, not my way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To drive people to him. See, fall on their knees. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. East Coast, West Coast. A tidal wave on one end and a tsunami on the other. Praise the Lamb of God. And thousands will die. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Give you praise. Give you praise. For you are the God of life and death. I give you praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. And there will be wailing and gashing of teeth. Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah. For that wickedness and that evil has come. Hallelujah. As a stink in my nostrils, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. That perversions have come up to me, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. My God, my God. My God, my God. My God, my God. My God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lamb of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I give you praise. I give you praise. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't forget the Lord already spoke about this summer that it's going to be an extremely hot summer. Praise the Lamb of God. An extremely hot summer. Praise the Lord. Oh, that would bring the tidal wave. That would bring the earth.
Hallelujah. Bless your holy name, God.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. I just heard the Spirit of the Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, Apostle. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. It's getting ready to be a mess.
You better speak in a hurry.
It's getting ready to be a mess in Chicago. It's getting ready to be a mess.
It is. It is.
I heard them say the emergency room's going to be overcrowded to where they got to put bodies.
I told them, you prophesied. You remember my words?
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Mercy, Lord.
I think my tears has postponed Chicago this long because I love Chicago so much. Hallelujah. That I've been, every time the Lord speak about Chicago, I just go in prayer. Hallelujah. I know so many people there, but God told me thousands going to die in there in one day. In one day, thousands going to die. Hallelujah. Yes, it is. I went over there and prophesied on Sunday that it was going to be an earthquake. I left there, and the next week it was an earthquake.
Yes.
The next week.
Lord,
same thing in Ohio. Hallelujah. The next week it was an earthquake.
Oh, God. Oh,
Jesus. My God. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. I tell you, people of God, God is going to bring people back to him. Don't you think? Just think about God allowed Jesus to die to save people. To save people. And now they're spitting the blood in God's name. They have taken salvation for granted. And I heard the Lord say, before I lose America, I'll destroy her.
And that's what he said.
Watch God. Love you all. I bless you all. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Pray for our nation. Pray for our world. Pray for the saints. Hallelujah. All right, people of God, we'll talk Tuesday. I love you. I love you. I bless you. They asked me to do a special thing on the weekend of the 21st. That's next weekend. Next Saturday, we're going to do it on the blog radio Showtime, though. I'm going to try to get them to let me do it live so that we can do it. The article that we do on the page on Saturday, we're going to do it live. I'm going to do the article, and then we can talk about it right here on Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah, on that Saturday, next Saturday. Praise God. I love you all. I bless you. Be blessed knowing that God is doing a new thing in your life.